And we can say in St. Lucia that at the table, we have brought on a number of the traditional farmers and specifically the representatives of the Ayanola Council for the Advancement of Rastafari. And they have played an integral part in sensitizing us, some of the persons who may not necessarily have had an appreciation for the intricate parts of the cannabis industry as to how things work and how we can best model an industry to support them as well. And in that vein, we realize that St. Vincent has also brought the Rastafari Brethren to the table and requested their assistance in appreciating how they could collaborate in the development of this industry. And that is something that we are happy to see here and we want to emulate in St. Lucia. I do not know how soon we will be able to say that we have ironed out all of the kinks, but we are happy to see that we have benefited from this day. And it has caused us some introspection and reflection as to how we are modeling our legislation. I know that you have gone through significant pains and teething pains to develop yours, and we hope not to go through the same pains and benefit from some of the blows you may have taken over the years in developing the industry.